Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. Well, we're so glad and elated that you have stopped by this morning or later on in the archive. We shall have a few moments of prayer. Well, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you for everyone that will listen in to him, the Father. Let it be something said or done to him, the Father, that would draw someone closer to Christ this day. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Today our topic is four requirements to serve God. You know, I went to Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, the 12th and the 13th verse. And the word of God said, "And now Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul." And verse 13 says, "To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statute, which I command thee this day for thy good." You know, in our lesson we're talking about today, four requirements to serve God. You know, when God saved us, he wants us to serve him. He wants us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. In our text in the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord gave the Israelites several requirements. But let us concentrate on the requirement of service. They was commanded to serve the Lord their God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. We should do the same thing. In order to serve God efficiently, we need to meet certain requirements in our lives. So let us consider four requirements today that are important in serving God. First, we're going to concentrate on conversion. And for definition of that, an experience associated with a divine and deceived adoption of religion. And our first part is Jesus spoke of being converted in Matthew 18:3. And I'm going to turn over to that and read to you what Matthew 18:3 say. And the word of God says in Matthew 18:3, "And he said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." My. And then I went over to Acts, the 3rd chapter and the 19th verse. And the word of God said, Jesus spoke, here Peter is spoke of being converted in Acts 3:19. And they say, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." My. And you know, over in Matthew 6:24, we're talking about service for God cannot coincide with anything else. And Matthew 6:24 says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." And then when I went over to Matthew 15:8, still talking about conversion. And Matthew 15:8 says, let me read it to you so you know I'm coming from the word. 15:8 says, "This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Hey, we cannot serve God until he has believed with his heart unto righteousness. And then we come down, we're talking about the three C's today on four requirements to serve God. And then we have concern. The definition marks interest or regard, care. You know, God desired that his children have the same care, one for another. And then I went over to 1 Corinthians. Let me turn to that. That way you can follow me. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and the 25th verse. And the word of God says that there should be no schemes in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another, or division. We're talking about concern. That's one of the requirements to serve God. And then we have over in Philippians. Let me turn over to that. Philippians, the 4th chapter, in the 10th verse. And the word of God said, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lack opportunity. We're talking about the four requirements to serve God. Conversion was the first one. We're on concern right now. The next one was Philippians, was concerned about Paul. You'll find that in Philippians 4 and 10, what I just read. And the other one is, we need tender hearts that are concerned about others. Are you concerned about others today? You know, the scripture sweetly testified that Jesus had compassion upon multitude of people because of their spiritual need. And we should be concerned about everyone. Concern, conversion, and concern. Those are some of the things that four requirements to serve God. Then we come down to consecration. You know, the definition for consecration is solemn devotion and dedicated to God. You know, God wants us to do His will. This can be accomplished only by allowing God to work through us. We need to be totally yield and surrender to God so that He can control our lives and use us to serve Him. You know, over in Isaiah, I'm going to turn over to Isaiah and read what Isaiah is saying about consecration. Hallelujah. In Isaiah 64 and 8, it says, but now, O Lord, thy Father, we are the clay and thou our potter, and we are the work of thy hands. My. You know, we ought to be like clay in the potter's hand. We need to live like Peter and John so that people can take knowledge of us that we have been with Jesus. We're talking about consecration now. We have four things that we are talking about today: conversion, concern, consecration, and consistent. And at this time, we're going to pause and play a song.
I love you forever.
Praise the Lord. Yes, we love God forever and ever. And we're talking today about four requirements to serve God. One is conversion. One is concern. One is consecration. Now, one is consistency. We're talking about the four C's today, requirements. Some of the requirements to serving God. You know, consistent, the definition is lying comfortable to one's own belief or profession. You know, consistency requires faithfulness, which is a great virtue. You know, you have to be consistent in the things that you're doing for God. Consistent means faithful Christian living will make us stronger in our relation to God and in our service for Him. The Church of Laodicea, when you read in Revelation 3, serve as a great reminder of our need of serving God consistently. Today, I want to pose a question to you. Do you possess these four things in your life? Conversion, concern, consecration, consistent? Think about it and think about the definition. The definition, again, for conversion is an experience associated with a definite and decisive adoption of religion. Concern means marking the interest or regard or care. Do you care for others? Are you concerned about others? Do we, have tender hearts? Do you have compassion? Consecration. It's a solemn devotion and dedicated to God. When you consecrate yourself, you come before God. Are you consecrating yourself today? We need to be totally yield and surrender to God. We need to live like Peter and John so that people can take knowledge of us that we have been with Jesus. That's being consecrated. When you've been consecrated and you've been before God, they will be able to tell when they see you. Consistently, that's me living comfortably to one's own belief or profession. Consistent means faithful Christian living will make us stronger in our relationship to God and in our service for Him. Today, I pose the question to you again. Do you possess these four things in your life? If not, then you can be confessing your sins to God and by obeying His word. That's right. You can be confessing your sins to God today and by obeying His word. I hope you have enjoyed the topic that was selected today for requirements to serve God. Again, they are conversion, concern, consecration, and consistent. That means we need to have all four of these things with the C's today. You may come up with some more, but today I came up with conversion, concern, consecration, and consistent. I hope you have enjoyed the program coming from Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation today. Four requirements to serving God. Hope you check with us next week. We hope to have another exciting topic for you next week. And we'll put it on. That way you can read what's going to be on for next week. And then until next week, be blessed. Have a wonderful and a prosperous week. Bye-bye.